And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear. It's going to be the last couple hours talking about it's bad. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And during all of this, there are a lot of projects and people coming up with, you know what, and we're gone. Up here, between the ears. The revolution between the ears is just as decentralized, and we'll take care of it, and, you know, let me know how that works out. You're not on our network. You don't know about the opportunities and the help and the places to stay and things to get and the places to go and people to meet, things to do, food to grow, you know, currencies to have, technology to make use of. You know, I don't give a crap how many, you know, yes, you know, Third World War will be fought with nukes, but the fourth one will be with clubs, you know, that kind of thing. Well, for some people, you know, not for everyone. You know, a lot of us were just like, it doesn't matter. It's like during the Depression, you'll have, you know, the Waltons, you know, they still had chickens laying eggs, right? They go, there's a Depression? Yeah, I hear tell there's a Depression. Well, let me know how that works out, and we're good. Good night, John Boy. So there are solutions. I'm going to be heavy. We're going to push in solutions with our pirate project thing. You know, we finally came up with the name. We're going to be talking to Ben Stone, a.k.a. the Bad Quaker. All right. Retired engineer, retired talk radio host, retired public speaker. I think he's retired. Published author. Ben has been an enemy of the state since 78, and he's learned some stuff. BadQuaker.com is a website dedicated to the mission of liberty. It includes podcasts by Ben Stone, articles by a variety of contributors, and a forum where people can interact. And he came up with the idea, welcome to Room for Freedom. Now, we talked about getting this going, and we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and it's kind of a freedom community bed and breakfast thing, and they wanted to rebrand it and redo it and get it all kind of, and it's relaunched, and here we go, we want to talk about it. But I see this as a solution, part of a lot of things. So I'm going, all right, let's go ahead and talk to Ben Stone again. Ben, I got you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you great. And you have a sultry voice. I need you to do some, commercial reading for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, you want to be Captain Mark?
Sure.
All right. So we'll talk about that. But I'm looking for solutions. And your solution, I mean, because, man, your book, you know, Sedition, Subversion, Sabotage, kind of, man, it was like, look, man, it's going to get bad. And there's some people can just, you know, yeah, okay, they got to be the stinger on going after the bad people. But this is kind of a diversion from that. We're just going to find solutions to what? Tell us about Room for Freedom. What is it you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so it's going to be an app that and a website that'll work together. Hold on. Excuse me. Anyway, it'll be an app and a website that'll work together to connect, connect people. If you kind of imagine like an updated version of Craigslist, really is more what we're looking for. Eventually, we can branch this thing out into social, make its own social media, and it really doesn't have a whole lot of limitations. The main point is to connect people together, and you can use this to network pretty much whatever you want to do. I was talking to one person who her dad was, this happened a few years ago. Her dad was really ill and he was dying of cancer, and he wanted to make his way to Colorado, where at the time medical marijuana was legal, but it wasn't legal most other places at that time. And he was very worried about traveling with his, you know, medicinal marijuana and getting busted. Like, how you can't go to a traditional motel and stink the place up. And, you know, maybe you'll get busted, maybe you won't. You end up having to stay in cheap motels to do something like that. But if she would have had an app like this, she could have connected with people who were like-minded and tolerant toward that, and safely traveled from their home all the way to Colorado, where he could get the treatment that he needed. And so it can be things like that. It can be connecting like-minded people, even if they're not liberty-oriented. Maybe it's people who like tomatoes. You know, I like tomatoes. I don't have a way to grow tomatoes. I wish I could just pull this up on my phone and somebody in my area that grows tomatoes. And bingo, you got it. Or anything else. I mean, originally we had used the travel as the main the point of the spear to get this thing through, and it's still going to be the main point. But you have to realize that if you can connect people, like-minded people that are seeking to buy or seeking to sell, whether it's a room or whether it's a substance or whether it's you know, acreage, maybe they're organizing a get together like the Jackalope Festival, and if you can do that, and let people just look on their phone and find it, then you have provided for them a way to interact in a network that is completely detached from all central controls. How's that sound?
It's a component of a much larger philosophy of peer-to-peer, trust us, and we just kind of community. And I'm just looking to make sure I give you the audience a perfect example. Last week, Adam Kokesh and a few guys came here to use my stamping machine to make dome components. He did five domes, larger, 28, 221s, a 12, and a 16. I mean, the boy had in less than one day. Well, me and my crew camp out in your site. I got like a quarter acre, just a big field out there, you know, and mow it and kind of, you know, it's cool. And I go, got a couple of domes out there to play with and kind of, you know, finagle and how you want them to connect and just kind of a demonstration of, you know, I go, absolutely. You know, well, these other guys and some other people, hey, Adam's there? Well, we're coming too. And I go, you know what? I need to hook up with Ben Stone and get up on the Freedom for Whatever thing. And you go, absolutely, go register and pay me Bitcoin. Okay, maybe a little bit. But, you know, go ahead and you want to come over, but who are these people? You know, they just fans of Adam. I mean, guys would show up that they were even questioning. I don't know, that guy might be a Fed or, you know, whatever. So I'm going, it would be nice for me to just send them to something. Because here I have everybody's got to use the Wi-Fi. So Derek hooked me up with one of his original Wi-Fi routers that it goes on. Right off, it'll go, yep, yeah, you can go, yeah, pay in Bitcoin. And it's only a couple of cents a minute or something. I mean, it's like nothing. It costs you a dollar all day or some crap like that. But dang it, you're paying for it. And it gives you an automatic and a password of, and you get, and I don't have to worry about it. Well, then we have people come and they stay here. I would like to have a ranking system. Is it going to be, you know, I had expect, you know, I give this guy a D-, man. He didn't pick up all his dog poop that he had, and one, he didn't tell me he brought a dog. The dog ate one of my chickens. He's got poop all over the place, you know, blah 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 blah, whatever you come up with. And I would like to have some kind of a ranking in the community, and people go, yeah, Ernie says great time. They did, you know, had a good time. He's a good house guest, low footprint, high production. I love having Davi Barker here because, man, you know, we get some work done and have some fun, and he's a small footprint. So I'm going, this is one of the criteria that I'm looking for. Are you going to have that ranking thing in there?
Yeah, absolutely, on both sides, both for the traveler and the host.
Absolutely.
So that you can rank the host because, you know, maybe that's a house you don't really want to close
your eyes. Yeah, Ernie's a dick, man. I don't want to don't ever go stay with him, you know. Now, I'm when we come back, we're going into break. We'll go ahead and, you know, pull it the campaign for it. We'll go ahead and talk about how it's going to be used, how much it's developed, how do we get, is the app ready? It's going to be ready. We're doing it. It's conceptualizing. It's necessary. And it's peer-to-peer. And you use alternative barter of, you know, crypto of here's some silver and a foot massage. I mean, whatever it takes, it's a freedom community. Liberty people do it different. That should be a t-shirt.
This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I specialize in helping you find the real estate that fits your needs. Whether you are looking to purchase a home or a piece of land, whether it's in town or a rural setting, I can help you find exactly what you are looking for. Most of us are aware of the turbulent times ahead and will need to settle in a place that will suit our particular desires, not only to protect our families, but to thrive in the coming downturn of the economy. Unfortunately, that time is not in the future, but it is upon us, and if you are going to get ahead of the game, now is the time to prepare. Qualifying options for new loans are narrowing, the dollar is being devalued every day, and living expenses are on the rise. So I have created a useful tool on my webpage at DonnaHancock.com that will allow you to search for properties at your leisure that are of interest to you. Simply click on the Search MLS tab at the top of my webpage to begin your search today. Start preparing for your future, and when you are ready to move forward with your home or land buying purchase, we can work together to get you and your family ready to flourish. Feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, and let's get started today.
Okay, is there somewhere I should go to get like a demo, or we're just using the old Indiegogo? Sorry.
Our current website is roomforfreedom.com, just room and then the number four and then the word freedom. And we're going to be having a meeting in a couple days where our programmers are going to present a sort of a slideshow of where they're at with everything, and we're hoping to have the beta version launched right around the first of summer,
so that people can use it for the summer,
right? So we can go ahead.
I was just wondering if you're going to promote it at some of the festivals and so on.
Probably, if I can get out to them. Health-wise, I'm doing pretty good, but we don't have a lot of financial resources to do a lot of travel right now.
Well, how's the Indiegogo? Did it kick any? Have you gotten any good out of it?
It has moved very slowly at best, partially because we've kicked different names around and, you know, changed the websites that we're going to be using, and partially because of just the lack of clarity of direction, where we weren't really sure what direction we were going with everything. But now we have settled all those issues. We're going to go with Room for Freedom, and we're going to press ahead. The actual software writing hasn't hesitated. The guys doing that are just pushing ahead at a really fast pace. All of the finagling has been in advertising and in imagery, and, you know, trying to make sure that when we actually release this, that it's going to be done right.
Well, it's going to be this and or things like this, because we already put up, you know, Derek gave you the option to put the banner ads up. I got two different sizes. They've been rotating on the site. And then, of course, in the shelter section of the Pirate Project, got it listed. Derek put it up there. And that's one thing we finally came up with it. And, you know, Arizona Pirate Party was just a placeholder. And so we're sitting there thinking, man, it's got to be better. There's got to, you know, and Derek pushed back, that's too hard to spell, or that's not short enough, or you can't remember there. I wanted to have, well, we can put this tag keyword in the thing and be the search of the guest thing you want. Yeah. And then he came up with the idea, I tell you on the air what the new name is. And I'm going, okay, I'm good with that. All right, here we come.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hanna.
So, home in Alabama wasn't sweet enough. You know, this is, I think of Bad Quaker. He's kind of Alabama-ish looking, you know. You still got your beard and everything? You're sporting?
Oh, yeah.
It? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we can count on that. Okay, Room for Freedom. Now, this is, it's part of the decentralization of everything, including your travel. It's like everybody, you're like the collectivist will go, you know, you're not using that car, that land, that house, that something, you know, we could just squat it and take it and use it for us, and kind of you go, no, I know. Well, there's an app for that. Okay, I'll do it, if, you know, and for cheap, or you mow the lawn or whatever, you know, not a problem. You know, knock yourself out. Well, that's, yeah, but they're making money at it. I'm going, and your point. So this is an opportunity for the Pirate Party. And we, what are we going to call it? Well, this is what I think we're settled on. There, you guys got your Room for Freedom. Here it is. PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hey, that's nice.
Pirates Without Borders. Derek came up with that. I go, boom, done. Yeah, we got a bunch of other stuff we'll throw in. We just send it all there. But, you know, but Pirates Without Borders. I go, you know, that is, I'm you know, it's growing on me. I think that has the right connotation to the whole damn thing. Pirates Without Borders. And I would do,
yeah.
You know, because you get Captain Mark, or throw a precariat name in there, or project or whatever. And he's like, Pirates Without Borders. Like, all right. So what do you think, man? Does that work?
I like that. And it very much falls back to the old Pirates days when they didn't recognize borders. They just went where they wanted, and, you know. They could care less who the local governmental people were.
Against all flags.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, black flags matter. No, we got these T-shirts being done. I could go pick them up today. You know, I mean, the screens, we're going to screen them ourselves. But Tuesday at the latest, I'm expecting all the blank shirts to come in before it gets too freaking hot out there. In the barn, we're going out, man, we're going to rock and roll. We're going to print them all up and putting them on the store. And Davi's got it all set, and the pen's coming in. And then, yeah, here we go. And we need to feature things like Room for Freedom. Now, go ahead and walk us through, as they're doing the tech on this, how this thing's going to work.
Okay, so
because I want to list my stuff too. I mean, I got people coming here all the time. I ain't getting nothing. They got good rep. Yeah, Ernie's a good host. They kind of go, all right, here's the deal, you know. And I can write in there what the deal is and the deal, and you know, the bigger your footprint, the more you're going to cost me. Oh, you need electrical hookup too. Oh, you need. You know, I got a dome. You can put a tin inside the dome or hang it from the dome, or we can build a dome. You know what? I need to know how I'm going to make use of this thing.
Yeah. So from the host side of it, you'll have a little profile that you fill out, some basic stuff, and now that'll stay hidden until you reveal it to someone. So, but within that, you get to explain what it is you're offering. You know, we have a couch, we have a room, we have a field, we have a slab, we have electricity available, we have no electricity, we have water available, we have no water available. Whatever you have or whatever you're offering, it's tomatoes, I have tomatoes by the bushel, or I grow corn, or whatever it is that you are offering, well, there'll be a place to put whatever it is and describe it. And then the traveler, or the buyer, if we want to put it that way, will also have a little profile that he'll put in, explain who he is, and if he's traveling, you'll put in, you know, what your travel dates are and what towns or cities or areas you plan to pass through. And then you launch that on your phone. And our app connects the traveler or the buyer with the host or the seller. And then the seller or the host gets to see the traveler's profile and decide whether or not they want to do business with them. And if they do, then they authorize it. And that puts their profile, the seller's profile, back to the buyer or traveler. And then he can choose if he wants to do business with them or not. And again, that can all be based on their ratings, their history, what other people have said about them. They'll get to see all of that on both ends of this.
Okay, I may have my own criteria that you know, they have to be, you know, female above the age of 62 that has their own, and make sure you got a minimum of 3 cats. I mean, you know, whatever it is, I can set my own criteria of whatever I want. I just don't like you. I heard tell right. That, you know, kind of, and I don't, and you drive a Chevy? Well, I don't want that thing on my, I mean, whatever my criteria is, am I, and then I can see the social networking aspect of this going, well, what's wrong with me? I can't believe you wouldn't let me stay, and you stayed together. You know, the ouch, quit it stuff. The more you create a community, the more it becomes community-ish. You know what I mean? And I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm wondering how that'll develop, which is cool. I mean, it'll be fun and experiment and whatever. But there's some people I just don't want here. They're too big a footprint. They're too, they crowd in too much of, leave too much of a mess of too much, and kind of whiny, and depending, and I need to stay long, and I couldn't get, and I want, no. You know, I need, you know, reliability that, oh, yeah, it's been X amount of days, get the heck off my property. And you put it in on the conditions that, and if you don't, I don't know, I call for irrigation and flood you out. I mean, you know what?
Yeah. That could all be in the ratings and rankings that that would be in there, and the criteria that you're offering, whether or not you'll accept, you know, no Chevys. You know, you could put that no Chevys or no foreign cars. We only want American cars, or, you know, what, however you want to set it up, you could do that. And as far as the refusal goes, let's say the traveler puts in an application to five cities and you get like 50 people that it goes to. If all 50 of those or some of those turn that traveler down, the traveler wouldn't even know why. It just, the sellers wouldn't appear on his app.
No, I'm just going to, a lot of people, they know from reputation to come here, and I go, yeah, go to the app so I can politely decline you there. and then what happens when somebody stays? I mean, I got to be really clear up, all right, for how long, for what, and the when, the kind of, you know, some people I just love, you know, I just chain them here, you know, and they can stay. But some I'm like, man, I'm counting the days and, you know, until they leave, you know, because of, you know, whatever reason. So the thing is, and it's not like I'm the, you know, saint anyway, but I'm going, okay, what kind of legal help or ramifications is there, you know, that may come up when somebody just camps out and they don't leave? You go, hey, man, that's not my problem. We have a ranking system. That's all we do. And you got a problem with them, you know, called a popo or something. I mean, you know, how's that going to be dealt with?
Well, one way could be if a person chooses to call the police and go that direction with it, you could. Another way would be from the third part of my book where vigilante organizations, you could just give one of them a call on the same app.
Exactly. Just say, hey. I want you to have – I want to have the enforcer, you know, room for freedom evictor service.
A physical removal service.
Yeah. You know, so oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And it's removal insurance, you know, that goes in for an extra, you know, $2 we put into the fund of whatever to pay the guy to kick your ass out when you won't leave. Hey, man, don't laugh. I mean, you know, it's always about enforcement, you know. Because you know some of these guys, the freedom, the couch surfing, of now you got to get rid of them, you know. We'll talk about it. We come back. Ben Stone, Room for Freedom. It'll work itself out because it always does. Freedom's the answer. What's the question?
This your family.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern is that, you know, all of a sudden the guy comes in, you know, or gal or group, the economy is bad, they're making the trip, they go, wow, this is really nice. It's like out in the grass, and we'll trade and do, and I get all kinds of offers. Oh, if I could stay, I'll fill in the blank. And I'm like, no. You know, no. And you know, and you got to have that. Nope, you got to leave at in the window of. And so I have yet to do an Airbnb. I'm sure it's not, you know, it's popular. I mean, it's, you know, it works. You know, you got Uber and I mean, all this trust us thing. But my point is, it's not without any problems. And the ranking thing makes it a lot easier. And then, of course, it's people you know, you're good. But you open up your home to come in, and all of a sudden the RV's there. You better have a tow company on speed dial, or it just might wind up staying there.
Yeah. Yeah, that it's kind of like what happened at, out there in the desert at your festival a couple years ago.
Oh, Jackalope?
Yeah, Jackalope, where you guys could have used a vigilance committee to, you know, just pull it up on your app on your phone. And somebody from the vigilance committee says, I'll take that on, and comes out and wraps the package up and hauls it away for you.
Yeah. You know, and the liability, responsibilities. See, whenever there's any problem, they come to Sheriff Ernie. And I don't remember getting elected. I don't remember. I sure as hell wasn't getting paid, you know, so I don't know what you're talking about. I'm, you know, oh, there's a problem? Well, guess what? I'm moving down there a little bit further. And this year, we're, you know, me and some of the other friends, you know, it starts to get big. You got hundreds of people and there's drama. I just move away from the drama a little bit. You know, I'm going to the new world across the creek. I mean, it's kind of, we're going across the Atlantic over here. You know, so this is, there's always a solution. It's just it evolves over time, and you can see the problems start to evolve with your victims of your own success. And then if you don't have a philosophy on how it was going to be resolved, then you have unresolved issues. So I'm looking this right here, Room for Freedom, is I think it would be very popular. It's going to be used by a lot of people in the Liberty community. There's people with some resources they're willing to share with other people of like mind with resources. But like I saw happen with the Free State Project, you know exactly what happened. Hey, we're all going to move there and be hippie and smoke dope, and I live on somebody's couch, and I'm, you know, 19 to 22, and I'm semi-almost productive, and I'll go, you know, chalk sidewalks and camp out for 3 years.
Right.
And I'm going, yeah. You know, you got, yeah. So I'm, and that's what this kind of stuff, you know, you got to be concerned about. So I'm, how do I deal with that, you know, in the software? So let's talk about that when we come back, you know, the experience in what this was based on. Because it's like you have a nice RV that you can go around, and really you just need, hey, man, if I had a plug and some water, hell, I'll go dump my sewage somewhere else and whatever. I just need a place to, you know, that's probably not fire anty, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, boom, you got a pad. So we got a great place here for people. Man, there's a lot of people who want to come stay at the Hancocks. Oh, and they got a pool. You know, and fenced off and kind of bring the dogs and stuff. And, you know, chickens are cheap, you know. So I'm going, wow, that, you know, cool. And I'm really tolerant, but I can think of a lot of people that aren't near as tolerant as I am. They wouldn't put up with a whole bunch of this crap. You know, and Donna is a great hostess, and that's why, yeah, go to Ernie's, man. It's the freaking the crap. Well, there's some sacrifice on our part to make it that way.
Right.
Now if you want to pay me, that's a different thing. All right? All right, here we go.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, we're just going to go down the road. Chilling out, taking it easy. You know, that's one thing, Ben. I tell you what I'm really good at. I'm really good at air guitar on the radio. I just figured that out. You know, I go, man, I'm awesome. You know, I got the video. I should, no, chair dancing. But what we'll go ahead and do, you know, who's the greatest chair dancer I have on, man? Derek Lee, man. Derek Lee, man, he's all about chair dancing. That boy's got it going on. Now, the I'm looking at this as I would be one of the hosters. This would work great for me. I have, you know, the space here. We love having people come, you know, for, you know, kind of the 3-day fish start smelling time frame. And but it'll turn, because it is nice, it'll turn into a week, two, three. And it depends. You know, I go, eh. We can negotiate the deal. You can stay for whatever. But everybody starts on the 3-day test period. Get the hell out. And then I'm going, all right, how would I get paid? How do I offer? What currencies are available? How is this going to work for my compensation?
So if let's assume for the sake of conversation that you like to get paid in silver and your guests like to pay in silver, well, then it's not a problem. Or let's say you like Federal Reserve notes and your guests like to pay in Federal Reserve notes. Well, that's no problem. That's, you know, that's simple. Or you need your roof fixed and the guy who's staying there happens to be a carpenter. Hey, problem solved. But let's say that that's not the case. Let's say you like to receive Bitcoin and the guy who is the traveler, let's say he wants to sell, or he wants to pay, rather, in silver or in, you know, gold or Litecoin or something else. So you need something to connect the two together. And we haven't started on it yet, but eventually we'll have an app for Roberts & Roberts Brokerage so that you can pull up that app on your phone, and each of you will have to have an account. And the traveler can pay in whatever it is that he wants to pay, and the host can receive in whatever it is they want to receive. And I'm using the traveler and the host terminology, but really we're talking about a buyer and a supplier, really. So it can be buying whatever it is that's being sold and selling whatever it is that's being sold.
Well, that's so like that, a whole nother app, man. You can spend that off into, you know, damn, you become, you know, I don't want to say, you know, words that'll get the man come after you, but I mean, you become, there's another service
Silk
right
Road.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. Silk Road.
Well, I'm just thinking that you say the word exchange, you know, I mean, of anything, and the man's free. See, that's why, that's one thing I like working with you and others in the community is that, you know, we're not checking the blue pages in the phone book to find out what government permission slip we need to get. You know, it's just, we just do it. Well, you can't do what? It's out of Singapore. Bite me. I mean, you know, it's encrypted. Now what? You know, and I had Bill Binney on just it was a day before yesterday, I think. I had, or yesterday, whatever. I had Bill Binney on. Talking about, you know, the NSA whistleblower and all this other stuff, William Benny from the NSA, and he overlapped with David Irvine from MadeSafe. And I'm going, you know, he's like, we got to pass a law and the Constitution and lawsuit and get and vote. And I'm going, look, man, if you think you're going to vote yourself free, you haven't been paying attention. And I go, you stick up right there. David Irvine, I go, David, what's your solution to this and the internet 2.0, they can kiss my butt? And he goes off, and then Bill's asking, well, what about? And he goes, this is what we did. Well, what about? And this is what he goes, oh, okay. All right, well, I guess, all right. And I'm going, look, it's tech. It's going to be the stuff like what you're advocating, and we just got a taste of it with Airbnb and Lyft and Uber and Walk My Dog Dot, who gives a crap? The keys under the mat. I mean, you know, it's just this community thing, it's already working. What happens if we put it into the freedom community? Will the people there, you know, behave? It's like my grandkids. I'm behave. You know, I want to put the behave rating, you know? So this, because my experience, as has been yours, Ben, in the liberty community, there are real liberty community kind, and there's other people that just know how to say whatever, and they just suck off the benefits, whatever they can without production, and where's my next bag of weed?
Yeah.
You know, and you know that that happens. And if this doesn't take that into account and how we can keep the community, you know, where it's a good experience, we're going to have just a big giant list of social networking of bad experiences.
Yeah, we have to be able to rate these people, the good users and the bad users. And we have to have systems that we can deal with the bad players in a way that is still, you know, we all want to follow the non-aggression principle and everything. We don't necessarily need a team of thugs going around beating people up. We already have that in the blue uniform, yeah. So we don't need more of that. But certainly we can put together, using the same app, we can put together services, not only locations, but services that people can call upon to take care of cleaning operations, shall we say.
Yeah, there's a, you know, I'm really, because an app like this in a community like this, solutions come fast, and they're decentralized, and they're creative, and they're kind of, you know, damn. So this is, I give you a perfect example. You know, Adam comes down, he does his thing, he has his people helping, some he pays, some he doesn't, some, you know, whatever their deal is, and then they go up on the Lone Prairie, they have a bunch of places that they're putting together, and then, you know, somebody, all of a sudden they're sleeping with this person, that person doesn't like that person, going kind of, you know, and who's in charge. You know, it's got to be, you know, Adam's like, you know what? It be mine. And I say, yeah, but I, yeah. Well, who enforces that right? You know, you could have the I-40 enforcement crew. We'll be there in 36 hours. You know, so I just, these are the kind of solutions we're going to have to go to, because whatever you call the state and they come, man, you're on the list, and you just pissed them off that you even made them actually work for something, and they weren't going to make any money off of you. And they're going to try and get, and somebody's going to jail. So I don't want to be able to have to deal with state and the enforcement of this stuff. So, freedom. There's an app for that, you know?
You know, I think of, I've done a lot of work with landscaping and road building and that kind of thing with heavy equipment, you know, land movers and so forth. And one thing that my dad owned a business of that kind when I was a kid. So all through my teen years, we did that. And the first lesson you learn, if your eyes are open, if you're paying attention, the first lesson you learn when you're building, when you're doing any kind of leveling or road building or anything, is you have to make a path that water can follow. Because if you don't make a path for water to follow when it's dry, when it gets wet, the water's going to find its own path, and there won't be anything you can do about it. Once the water starts coming, you can't stop it. All you can do is make the path ahead of time. And the market is very much like that. when things are dry and you're building the roadways, you have to think of how much water is going to be coming down this road and where am I going to put it. And if you don't think of that ahead of time, the water's going to find its own way. And that way may cut your road right in half and there won't be anything you can do but stand and watch it wash away. And that's the wonderful thing about the market. If you prepare for it, you can use the energy of the market to do exactly what you want to do. So in the road building metaphor, if you make the proper ditching and the proper drainage, the water will actually improve your ditch every time it rains. But if you do it incorrectly, the water's still going to find its way. And if you're in the way, or if your building's in the way, or whatever, the water always wins. And the market is exactly like that. The market will win. And if you build the correct channels for it, then the water will improve those channels. But if you mess up, the water will still win. And the market will always win.
You know, this is the one thing that, you know, a good example. And I had this conversation with Adam when he first got the property. And I'm going, you plan for drainage and where the water goes and how you're going to hoogle mounds of and collect. And you need a tank of rainwater, blah, 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 blah. I go, wait till your first rain. Well, what? I can kind of, no. You wait till the first big rain and then you'll know.
Yeah.
It goes this way. And then you go, what? Yeah, I just concrete that little creek and then, you know, I'm done. You know, I don't have to rechannel or build. I just let it go. Well, these things, it's going to happen whether you plan for it or not. You're going to find out where the water be accumulating and draining, and it's going to do whatever it's going to do. And then you just kind of take that as data that you can work with and you fix it. You provide for it. Freedom. There's an app for that. Roomsforfreedom.com. We'll go ahead and be right back. We'll talk about more Ben Stone.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
I just don't care anymore. About what? You know, Dad, the permission slip. I just don't care anymore. What other solutions can we have, and how can we promote that? That's everything that we're working on here is, you know, this product. I mean, everything has been uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. There's alternatives to that. There's technology solution for that. We don't need them. They're a mud hook. They're an anchor. We're dragging us down. And how come I don't got my freaking flying car yet? Which be a coming, by the way. But where are we going to do it? Is it America? Is it out of Chicago? Is it going to be in L.A.? No, it's going to be Dubai. You know, where are they putting the Hyperloop? India. You know, it's always somewhere else. We got to go outside the United States to get access to fill in the blank health thing, whatever, to get freedom is not inside the borders. Make America great again. What the heck does that even mean? How about free? That'll make you great. Nah, not so much. Ben Stone, he wanted to pimp a book here. I got pulled up. Go for that, Ben.
Yeah, so this especially applies to anybody who's read my book, which is Sedition, Subversion, and Sabotage, Field Manual Number 1, A Three-Part Solution to the State. If you read that and liked it, Paul Rosenberg's new book, The New Age of Intelligence, it's almost like it could have been a chapter of my book. It fits so well in the theme of what I was writing that if you've read my book, you're going to want to get Paul Rosenberg's The New Age of Intelligence. It's just really good. It's only 55 pages long. It is concise. It is timeless. If you read it 30 years from now, or if you would have read it 30 years ago, it'll make exactly the same amount of sense. It's just that well written.
Editorial review. The 20th century, for better or worse, is over. Data war is not like the Cold War, nor is it like World War II. Cyber attacks are not like the siege of Leningrad or the invasion of Normandy. The world of intelligence has changed and the players have changed. Ignoring this may be an easy thing to do, but it's not a wise thing to do. This book was written from the trenches of the new data wars. It offers a raw, apolitical view of what is happening and where the practice of intelligence is headed. And I'll tell you, it's going to be, they want to know any and everything and predetermine and already know what you're going to kind of, and you need encrypted peer-to-peer Room for Liberty app. I mean, for freedom app. Room for Liberty, roomforfreedom.com. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's always that you can use all the benefits of the data and, you know, you pay for it, but it's a teeny tiny amount and they don't get a cut and they, them, those, and screw them. Because, you know, when you're doing any kind of commerce or exchange, the cut to the man is so much that it leaves an enormous open for the gray market, the barter market, the agorist market. And because we now have currencies that can be, you know, semi you don't know about it, all of a sudden here it comes. This is all playing into this future. I see it coming. It's coming, and nothing they, them, those can do to stop it. So what are some of the other benefits of this, or it can spin off into other applications?
Before I hit that, let me answer your question that you asked during the break. Our company is going to be making a small fee from the traveler and a fee from the host. And the traveler is at current, and this is all very flexible, kind of like the waterways that we were talking about before. But currently we're looking at where a traveler will pay about $2 a month to use the app. And oftentimes a traveler, you might only be traveling once a year or something, so you don't want to pay for more than a month. Or if you want to pay for a whole year, we'll have a discount for that. So it's like $18 for a year. That would save you, if you're using it pretty regularly, that would save you on a month-to-month basis. For the host, now the host is going to be making money off of this. So but that's none of our business. We're not going to be involved in the exchange between the host and the traveler. But the host, we're looking at currently paying about $50 a month to use the posting process.
Whoa. You know, what that means is that I just became a bed and breakfast. You know, if I'm going to be paying $50 a month, I got to recover $50. I got to get $50.
Yeah, you're going to have to actively offer a good product. Now, that might be flexible, too, because like I was talking about the building the waterways and so forth, if the market says $50 is too much, then the price is going to have to come down to whatever the market says.
Well, what's the disadvantage to having a percentage of the deal? That you just wouldn't know what the deal was, or you'd just rather just have a sponsorship up front? See, my thing would be, I'd look at it, I'd go, eh. You know, I spend $100 a year on being the thing, and then you get a cut of the transaction that goes through. That might, and then there'll be side transactions you don't know about. But then we kind of, you know, that doesn't work for your economic value. We got to go back to the $50. You know, that's what I'm looking at. I would like to use this, but I don't necessarily want to have it on all the time. You know, it'd only be certain times. And in the summer, I don't know how many people want to camp out in my 115 degree field, maybe if they got access to the pool. But you know, in the winter, man, it's a flood. And everybody's, you know what? We're wintering at Ernie's, you know, here it comes. So I'm, you know, like you say, you see where the water drains and you pipe off from it.
Yeah, currently Airbnb, which is, you know, it's really taken off. Airbnb is getting really big. And what they do is they charge the traveler, and then they give the host a cut of that. And the problem with that is it creates a paper trail everywhere the traveler goes.
Yeah.
And it makes a company that can then be audited. And so we don't want to be in that position where we can be audited or subpoenaed. We want to be able to say, look, you know, all we have is a listing of hosts and a listing of travelers, and what they do is not our business. It's, you know, very much like Craigslist. It doesn't do any good to audit Craigslist because, you know, they don't keep transaction records.
Yeah, so, yet. But I'm on, you know, this is, you better be giving up that data of where your host is. If you got a list, damn it. Is it encrypted? Is it using, you know, Airbits is, they don't get the C and we don't know kind of encrypting? You know, that's another thing. I had Paul Pway hook up with Derek to talk about this very thing. You know, I don't know what the result of that was, but I followed up and made sure that I saw emails between them. So I don't know that. That was kind of a thing that if you got that list, well, of course, Airbits has a list for their crypto wallets of doing whatever. But, you know, they come kicking in the doors and give us, oh, it's encrypted and we don't know what's here and peace out. You know, so that would be of an advantage to me. I mean, I'd appreciate that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they're looking at it now, I guess. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah, every lock can be picked, but we are definitely using really high-level encryption, and we're you know, doing everything humanly possible at this point to make sure that the encryption is all good. And as the app, as it's developed, we're already assembling a team to literally kick it and kick it and kick it to try to get it cracked open and see if we can break it. So so we actually have a team to do that.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm going to I just talked to Paul Rosenberg Sunday. You know?
Really?
Yeah, on something else we were working on. And so I'm going, yeah, I'm going to have him come on and talk about this book. I'm going to get Donna to hook me up here. Well, the other apps that are coming out in the freedom of this peer-to-peer, they've already demonstrated this stuff works. It's just it's creating a list for them to go in and get. And now it's starting in the freedom community. They go, eh, not so much. We're not, you know, keeping track of all this kind of we don't care. We don't want to. We don't want to be in the position that we got to service the king and all the information they want on their, all our friends. So this being inside Ben's influence is a lot better than, you know, a whole bunch of other individuals and corporations and opportunities that you have for this kind of thing, because it starts off with the right idea to begin with, which is primarily what? To offer creative. I'm wondering what the options are. You're wanting not just RVs or rooms or mother-in-law houses. I mean, where's the limit on this thing?
We can't see a limit.
I'm with you there.
It's wide open.
I'm glad we got to talk. You know, I'm wanting to help because I can see the benefits of this already. It's going to happen. And when I found that, you know, Ben Stone was involved with this, I'm going, yes, okay. Something I can get behind and we can promote. We already got the banners, you know, on the site and putting it up on the pirate thing. And we're going, you know, Pirates Without Borders. And you know what? Pirates Without Borders need, like, outside and inside whatever borders everybody else has someplace to stay or way or port, you know,
harbors.
Yeah, you know, harbors, pirate harbor, pirate utopia. Ben Stone, go to this site, check it out, roomforfreedom.com.
So
there we go. All right, cool. This is what I wanted to talk to you about. We're about ready to launch, and I'm thinking, you know, it's about mid-April, so I'm going, what's mid-April? April 15th. Nah, not so much. Even though it's my daughter-in-law's birthday, I'd give that to her, but no. Nah. So then I go, April 20th. Dude, I'm going, no. And then I go, April 19th. Yes, that's kind of a revolutionary shot heard around the world thing. So I go, yeah, we'll do it on April 19th. Now, between now and then, we have the final first letter of Mark is about done. I mean, it's like a couple of words here and there. I think I might want to, you know, it's like, you know, rulers and their subjects. And I just don't like the subject thing, you know, or willingly ruled or something. You know, that's just one thing that we got to work on. But we'll have the first letter of Mark go. I had Mark Edge on, God, I think yesterday or day before, talking about his sailing adventures, which I go, oh, man, you need an eye patch. So then We have a budget that we've been building up over months, a year, you know, just paying monthly into a campaign for Free Talk Live. And we got some of our other network that we're on and their hosts are going. So I got, you know, and the banner ads we're willing to do and kind of boom. We're going to launch this thing with some media push behind it and the presence on the internet and banner ads, and I'm going to spend some money. But when I do that, I need radio ads. I need 30 and 60s. I need maybe even 10s, 15s, you know, whatever, and a character to play the voice of Captain Mark. What say you?
Yeah, that sounds good. I've got all the recording stuff here.
Yeah, so. No, that's what I'm saying. You got the voice. You can do the boom. Captain Mark says. So start thinking about that. I'm going to start. You know, Dobby and I are going to start working on text. We're about done with everything else. The T-shirts, everything will be done probably like Tuesday. He's doing the store. And then we're filling up each of the categories with solutions of things like what you're doing and such. And so it's coming together. And I only got, you know, like a week and a half, you know, or, you know, a week, you know, before that this ready to go and launch. So I got to get some work done. This weekend, I'm going to be sitting down, getting copy and all that kind of stuff to you. If I get you something you can produce and we go back and forth on some MP3s or whatever, how much time you got to do that?
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can do that. It's no problem at all. I'm not very good at script writing, so you know, my imagination's limited, but I have the voice for it. So.
Yeah. No, we'll get it. It's, well, even, you know, Paul Rosenberg was participating and helped write, and then, but the flavor, the tone of it, I really like Davi a lot better, but Paul brought up some really cool stuff that he incorporated. And then, you know, Ben up with Derek, one of the guys he hangs with, he had a lot of stuff that helped with the pirate code. And then Derek had, you know, some input. And it's been developing. And we're about done. I mean, I'm going, okay, I'm feeling comfortable with this. And then that, if it pleases the crown, I'd like to breathe stuff. I mean, all this, if it pleases the crown memes are going everywhere. And we're just tagging the crap out of that and more with Captain Mark. So this is going to be a Captain Mark thing. And I want to make sure that the tone and the voice and the presentation. And I have an opportunity to go to Prague for some crypto, you know, freedom, leave me alone, rebel, whatever. Prague wants me to come as Captain Mark. And I'm going, I don't want to be Captain Mark. You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll get the cosplay guys to do it or something. But, you know, we'll be creative in how we're doing this and the attire and everything. I'm going to be spending time on this. I've kind of put other stuff on, you know, the side and kind of been, you know, focusing on this. And lots of things are happening that will benefit things like what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the things go hand in hand, you know. And this also, I was thinking about. We were talking about Paul Rosenberg there, and security. His crypto hippie site offers a what's it called, a VPN. So a person using Paul Rosenberg's crypto hippie VPN from their home computer would be virtually invisible to any authorities that were, whether they're posting their online stuff or whether they're arranging their travel or whatever. If they're going through Paul Rosenberg's crypto hippie, they're basically invisible.
And, you know, that's what we talk about all the time. I tell you what, it was Paul. He got tired of communicating with me on stuff that the man doesn't need. I mean, I don't care. You know, it's not anything, you know, who cares? But he's the one that hooked me up with PGP and got me. I've never used, I mean, I've known about it and friends use it. And I'm just, it's like work. I get, you know, I don't care, you know. But he's like, nope, got to get you hooked up, man, if we're going to be doing kind of this stuff. But I'm going, all right. So now I'm all encrypted up. I don't know how to add anybody else, but I mean, you know, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
So this is, if you're willing to help with that, I'll put you in on the loop and you can be the voice of, because I was thinking, I'm going, who do I know? I know some people, but nah, Ben Stone. Yeah.
Well, and you're helping me with this Room for Freedom project. So it's kind of one hand washing the other.
which is what I see the Liberty community doing. My only problem is that in the name of, the Liberty community is very tolerant. And they're going, yeah, we don't care what kind of alternative life and how many sex changes you've had and, don't care. Your race and preference of, don't care. But I have my own criteria. Oh, don't do it in front of my grandkids and don't this right. and don't that and don't, Well, that's not very free. Yeah, you're not getting it, man. You don't really understand. So these people that have been not welcome anywhere else are usually welcome in the Liberty community. But that doesn't mean that their advocates for whatever it is you're doing are going to help you. Got people that, Ernie, I thought you were for Liberty. You should take all your time and money and treasure and credibility to help me do my thing. And I'm going, man, you don't get it, So this is, we need to be clear on this as we go forward, because the solutions to all our problems are going to be technological, but people are going to use that technology to get a free ride like they always do. But you got to identify who those are, and I break with thee and throw dog poop on your shoes. I break with thee. All right. So this is what we'll do. By the end of the weekend, I'll start having copy go to you and have samples of, 10, 15, 30, 60 seconds something, and we'll come up with that. And if you can make time and we can start going back and forth, I'll have that ready to market.
Okay. Yep, and then, in.
And then our exchange is we'll promote the living crap out of this on everything.
Sounds good.
Good deal. See how we worked that? That was a deal. That's a deal. All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming on. I appreciate the help, and we'll get right to you.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Anytime. If you ever have a hole in your schedule where you just don't have anybody to stick there, just drop me a note or give me a call or something.
Yeah, you come on and talk about regular anything, but then you got to be like boned up on some news crap that we care. I mean, I'd say, let me know. You got something to say about something or something? Ben Stone, anytime. What I'd rather do is like this. I should do more. I just don't have time. My schedule is so much. That's why I like doing the early morning show. It's 9 o'clock now and I'm done. Now I got to do editing and I got to, so I don't get done until like 1, 2 o'clock, but then I'm done, so then it's like, oh, let's do a podcast. And I'm like, as long as we can do it drunk, then I'll do it. That's like, I love talking to James Babb that way, having James Babb and you and me and maybe some other guy do it. I should do that on a regular basis. It's just like then I got to give up an evening that I'm not with grandkids, or when I don't have somebody over, it's me and Don. And she's like, you have an evening, and all of a sudden now you're in there, smoking dope and getting high and drinking beer and wine and having fun with your friends. What about, you can get on the mic. I ain't getting on with you stupid people, sitting there being, whatever. It's all the wives. Oh, it was me and Bill Buport in Boston Tea Party. We were, one time we did, a bunch of shows. We were toasted. And we come on, and we're just, and all the wives are like, man, they're recording this stuff? I can't believe that they're, shut up. You're not allowed to do that anymore, So we get in trouble. But, I should do some podcast kind of thing, with you and I and some other guys. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah,
I don't know Jim when.
Jim Babb is good, or, who else did you just mention a second ago? Oh, Boston or
Buport.
Bill Buport. I always like talking to Bill Buport.
Yeah, I don't think his wife's going to let him come on the show anymore.
Oh, really?
Seriously. You're not allowed. I mean, she said, Lilo, she's like, no, you guys aren't allowed. we got to maintain a job here, Yeah, it would be, God, who would be good? To do that with, it'd be guys like Pete Iyer.
Davi's good too.
Yeah, Davi's awesome. Bab, you, and some other guys. I just think we get some stuff done, some levity, and actually get some solutions out there. That would it'd spark a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I tell you what, we could probably do that. I'll start that in a few weeks after we launched the Pirates Without Borders project. And get that going, and then we can talk about the integration of all this other stuff into that promotion. Because we're going to have, it's going to be a flagship that we can promote a lot. That's the whole point, you know,
right.
a flagship for decentralization. That's the purpose for doing it, you know. So if we can add more, and that's one thing, Derek got finished where I can do 160 by 160 squares of six of those across the top in each category that we can highlight and promote. If we get a bunch, we can just add another row. But, you know, I'm going, all right, if we do that, and we can go 160 or in multiples of 160, it could be, you know, 320 wide or whatever the next one is. And I go, this is going to be filled with this kind of solutions that we would discuss and we would evaluate. And do we want to add on? And does this guy get a mention? Or do we, that might be, yeah. Oh, what do they call the pirate meeting gathering things?
Parlay?
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking a parlay. I'm thinking more of they have the Council of Pirates or some crap, you know? It's more of a, you know, Knights of the Round Table rather than it is a negotiation. And I will come up with something, you know, Pirate Coven or something. But we'll, you know, that'd be good. That'd be good. That'd be a popular show.
Pirates Cove.
The Pirate Cove, you know, something. All right, start thinking about it. See, it's spinning, man. Spinning. And they give us something that we could promote this kind of stuff and comment on news of the day. But, yeah, I probably couldn't get away with more than once a week. It'd have to be, I don't know, you could set aside any night, you know, that you could do this or something?
I can pretty much do it any time as long as, you know, if we know it's happening about the same time every week. Then I can just make adjustments for it and make it happen.
Okay, well, you and I are a little bit more open. I think the best times for me would be, generally Tuesday or Thursday evening. And, you know, I'd hate to kind of set down a weekend. I wouldn't be able to be consistent with it. But a Tuesday afternoon late or something, podcast for at least an hour or two, that'd be popular. Because whenever I do a podcast, they're always way up there. You know, they'd rather do that and, you know, a lot of the other stuff. All right, cool. Think about it, and I'll go ahead and start talking to some of the other guys, and we'll see what we can hook up.
Sounds good.
All right, man, give me any news you got, and, you know, the whatever new banner ads you have, I get the same dimensions, go ahead and, you know, hook me up, and boom, we'll switch them out. I'll push a button.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, if you could, whoever does your stuff for you or whoever, if you could take off the old ones that say, I can't remember what the old terminology was. Room for Freedom is the new one. Freedom B&B was the old one.
Right.
If you could get rid of those, because we want to have as little confusion as possible, and only have the ones that say
Room
for Freedom.
Well, give me the ones to replace it. If I put it down and delete it, then I got to retype in all that, or I can just change the graphic. So there's your motivation. Get me new graphics.
I think I sent you an email this morning with the new ones.
Oh, okay.
I think you were on that. I think it has like nine.
Ben Stone, there it is. Okay,
I think it has nine, except one of them is a repeat, so you only actually have eight.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. All right, well, damn it. Now I got to go work. All right. you got the sizes here. Yeah, this will be easy. I can have this done in 5 minutes. I'll do it right now. All right.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ernie.
All right,
appreciate
peace,
it.
Brother. Bye.